Well, it certainly is wonderful to be here this morning. It's been quite an interesting journey. And Wednesday's service, my head is still spinning a bit from that. It was the most amazing experience. It was really lovely. And thank you to everybody who prepared for that service. Thanks again. And to everybody who came. Well, I've spoken about it being a long journey. Curacy is quite a long journey. And they wanted to go through the whole process of seeking a parish. And I guess I've become quite interested in the whole business of CVs and writing letters of introduction. That's the thing that happens when one's looking for any kind of job. So I'm looking at the reading that I chose for the Old Testament reading this morning. I thought, what would it be like if Moses wrote a CV or a letter of introduction? And I found something on the internet, so here goes. It is my understanding that you have a vacancy and I would like to apply for a position. I can't say I preach too well. In fact, I tend to struggle with public speaking. I have only just recently had an encounter with God, and despite my initial resistance to the idea, I heard a voice which told me personally that I was the one to do ministry for you. As far as people skills go, I do tend to lose my temper every once in a while, and I also tend to want things done my way. But since I know you are gracious people, I know you will believe me when I say that that's all behind me now. I intend on being there in a few weeks to lead you to a brighter future. Now, one has to admit, Moses did not sound a likely candidate to receive a call from God. But isn't it amazing that God has different requirements to what the world would see as important? God calls us, and we see this repeatedly through Scripture, God calls us out of the ordinary circumstances of our everyday routine. Moses had been minding his business, tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, when he encountered God in that powerful way. He sees the burning bush that was not consumed by a fire. Now, when God calls us, he needs to get our attention. Now, it might not necessarily be as dramatic as a burning bush, which attracts our attention, and it might be something that catches us off guard. It's what we call Moses off guard. But the other thing I want us to focus on, when he calls Moses, God asks him a very powerful question. Moses, what do you have in your hand? Now, I don't want us to get involved in a debate about the symbolism of the serpent and all that kind of thing. No, we won't go there today. But what I want us to focus on is that question. Moses, what do you have in your hand? God knew that there would be those people who would question Moses' call and what he was setting out to do. And with us, there will always be people who question our call, our motives, why we do the things we do. And if we do not have a sense of being personally called, then we will be easily moved from going in the direction that God wants us to go. It is therefore so important that we take what God has given to us and use it. And here at All Saints Calling Down, God has given us much. The treasure that we have in our hands is amazing. And I'm not only talking in worldly terms, in terms of finance and power, all the things the world thinks about. I'm thinking also in spiritual terms. We have much. There is much that God has given to us. One can see that. You walk into the church is beautifully kept. One can see that there are people who work really hard here to make sure that the gospel is preached from this place. The belief center. All the work that goes into that. All the other work that goes into the ministries of this church. The friendliness and the welcome of this place. And people have sent me emails since Wednesday to say how welcome they felt, how wonderfully welcome they felt coming here as visitors. Those are the things, the treasure, and we have much more up there. I can go on listing them, that we have in our hands. And we need to use that treasure. God has given us that treasure because I believe there is great potential in this parish to do great things for him. Now moving to our gospel reading. Jesus Christ enters the scene and changes everything. And the transformation that Jesus brings to the man, he offers today still. The wonder of a life of purpose, of meaning, and of joy. And in this account, Jesus heals the man, and in the process, asks him another very powerful question. Do you see anything? Depends on the version you read. Some versions say, what do you see? It doesn't matter. The question is the same. Do you see anything? And I love the man's answer. It's so wonderfully candid and honest. He says, I see people and they look like trees walking around. And that was describing how he had partial vision and at that stage in his healing. And once more, Jesus puts his hands on the man's eyes and his eyes were open, his sight restored, and he sees everything clearly. And then we move on in the story. Jesus and his disciples go on to Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asks them, who do people say that I am? Now those are two very powerful questions. What do you see? And who do people say that I am? Now the challenge for us as the ones who follow Christ is we need to look at that question. What do you see? As we follow the call of Christ, we need to look for his vision. We need to look for him to give us the way forward. And as we begin this time in our parish, we build on the work of others who have gone before, who have done the same thing. And I, as vicar, in this time, initially that I am here, want to spend time in that process of what do we have in our hand and what do we see? And so back to who do people say that I am? The disciples reply, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others, one of the prophets. But Jesus wants to know what the disciples think. So he asks them directly, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? And Peter, the bold one, and I really love Peter in the gospel because he so often says the wrong thing at the wrong time. I know that well. My family know that well about me as well. He says the wrong thing at the wrong time. But at this particular moment, he gets it absolutely right. And he says, you are the Christ. And the word Christ is the Greek word, the Hebrew word, means Messiah. Now, one of the most important questions we will answer in our lives is who is Jesus Christ? If he was a great teacher, well, there have been lots of great teachers. And if he was a great prophet, well, there have been lots of great prophets. But Christ, the Son of the living God. That is so important. Over the next months, we must consider what we have in our hands, what we must do, what we see. And finally, as we follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, we must continue to preach the gospel of His amazing love, because He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.